In Roman Britain, 117 AD, young Marcus Flavius Aquila arrives at a frontier fort near modern Exeter, eager to prove himself as a commander. The shadow of his father's lost 9th Legion hangs over him. They vanished in northern Britain years earlier, leaving behind only whispers and rumors. As Marcus settles into command, he navigates the complex web of personalities under his command. A surgeon drowning sorrows in native spirits, a bitter quartermaster, and centurions testing his authority at every turn. Life falls into rhythm until Marcus befriends Cradock, a local British charioteer. Their friendship carries an undercurrent of tension. Cradock's prized hunting spear once belonged to his father, who died fighting Romans on the very ground where Marcus's fort now stands. When fresh heron feathers appear on Cradock's war spear, a sign of coming conflict, Marcus's vigilance heightens. His instincts prove correct when a massive tribal force attacks the fort. Leading a desperate sortie to rescue a trapped patrol, Marcus recognizes Cradock charging toward his men. In a split-second decision that will forever alter his path, Marcus throws himself before the charging horses, bringing down the chariot but suffering catastrophic injuries beneath its wheels. The surgeon says your leg will never again be strong enough for service with the Eagles. These words shatter Marcus's world. His military career is ruined. Despite honors for bravery, they offer little comfort as he leaves his first command, having held it only as long as the rosebush outside his window bloomed. Marcus recovers at his uncle Aquila's home in Calava. Autumn brings constant pain, career devastation, and homesickness for both the legions and his native Italian landscapes. Trumpet notes from a nearby transit camp only intensify his longing. During the Winter Saturnalia Games, Marcus witnesses a young British warrior face defeat with remarkable dignity, silencing the bloodthirsty crowd. When this fighter, Esca, son of a Brigantes chieftain, becomes Marcus's slave, their relationship transcends that dynamic. Despite their people's enmity, they see themselves in each other, both warriors, both proud, both honoring their father's memories. Their friendship bridges the Roman-Britain divide. These are the curves of life, Esca explains, tracing Celtic designs, and the man who traced them had knowledge of things your people have lost the key to. This moment symbolizes the cultural divide Marcus navigates during his recovery in his uncle's garden. Marcus meets Cadia, a spirited Iceni girl with flame-red hair who refuses to abandon her tribal customs despite her relatives' attempts to make her a proper Roman maiden. Through Esca and Cadia, Marcus begins to see Britain through both Roman and native eyes, a perspective that becomes crucial later. 8 months after surgery, Marcus receives distinguished visitors: Claudius Herrinimianus, legate of the 6th Legion, and tribune Servius Placidus. When they discuss the vanished 9th Legion, the legate reveals a rumor that the Hispana's eagle has been seen in a tribal temple north of Hadrian's Wall. This galvanizes Marcus, who immediately volunteers to recover the eagle, not just for Rome, but for his father's honor and his own purpose. "I am the centurion's hound no longer," Esca declares when Marcus frees him, yet chooses to remain his friend. Disguised as an itinerant eye doctor with Esca as his assistant, Marcus ventures into untamed Caledonia beyond Hadrian's Wall. They search abandoned Valencia throughout summer, sweeping northward for the lost eagle. Marcus's disguise works well. His genuine healing skills earn trust among suspicious tribes. Their breakthrough comes at an abandoned Roman fort where they meet a tattooed hunter whistling a legion marching song. This hunter, Gurn, bears the mark of a Roman helmet strap under his jaw. He reveals how the 9th Legion mutinied against an incompetent commander before being overwhelmed by tribesmen. Marcus's father led survivors in an escape attempt with the eagle, but they were defeated, with the Epidae tribe taking the standard north as a trophy. Despite learning of his father's legion's disgrace, Marcus remains determined, following Gurn's directions toward western Caledonia. After treating a chieftain's son, Marcus and Esca attend the Feast of New Spears. Marcus watches in shock as an eagle-masked priest appears, carrying the unmistakable Eagle of the Ninth, wingless but intact. Later, an elder named Tredui, loosened by Mead, boasts of destroying a Roman legion and capturing their eagle. He describes surrounding the last Romans who formed a shield wall with the eagle at their center. Tredui claims he killed the standard bearer and displays an emerald signet ring taken from the eagle's final defender. Marcus recognizes it as his father's. That night, Marcus and Esca make their move. They slip past guards into the sacred mound, where Marcus fights panic while removing the corroded bronze pegs securing the eagle. After freeing it, they escape and hide the standard. When questioned by suspicious tribesmen the next day, they maintain their disguise and continue southward. But the theft is soon discovered, and the hunt begins, dogs baying across the moors as warriors close in from all directions. The hunt is up! The distant baying of hounds signals their pursuers have found their trail. Marcus and Esca hide as hunters thunder past. Gurn finds them and offers to guide them through treacherous bogs, the one route their pursuers won't follow. They travel by night through mist-shrouded mires. Before departing, the former legionary asks to see the eagle once more, offering a Roman salute that moves Marcus deeply. Their flight continues until they're cornered at an abandoned signal tower. They overpower three tribesmen, capturing Leothan, a young Epidae warrior. Marcus threatens to cast the eagle into a deep tarn unless Leothan helps them escape. Though he complies, Leothan later attempts an attack they quickly counter. Leothan reveals his grandfather, Trodwy, recognized Marcus as the fallen commander's son, with the emerald ring serving as acknowledgement across their people's divide. Racing toward Hadrian's Wall, they reach Borcovicus' fortress at dawn, appearing as wild men demanding entrance in Caesar's name. Before the astonished commander Drusillus, Marcus announces, "We have brought back the Hispana's lost eagle." Marcus and Uncle Aquila bury the eagle beneath the household shrine, wrapped in Marcus's military cloak. Though unable to resurrect the Ninth Legion, Marcus finds peace knowing he kept the eagle from enemy hands. Winter worsens Marcus's leg injury, but a letter from the legate brings good news. Esca receives Roman citizenship, while Marcus gets a land grant and pension. Though offered property in his native Etruria, Marcus realizes Britain has become his home. Surveying the forest to the downs, Marcus envisions his future farm, good grazing land, with perhaps a southern slope for vines. Katia places her hand in his, honoring her promise to follow him anywhere. Eska's cheerful whistling, something only a free man would do, fills the house as Marcus recalls his olive wood bird, whose burning symbolized his old life yielding to new beginnings. Sometimes our truest purpose lies not in restoring what was lost, but in building something new from its remains. Marcus found a new home in the very land where his father fell.